Hypertension in Children by All-Star Medics. Pediatric hypertension is defined as systolic or diastolic blood pressure above the 95th percentile for age and gender on at least three occasions. Severe hypertension is defined as readings 5 millimeters of mercury or more above the 99th percentile. Pre-hypertension is between the 90th and 95th percentile. Primary or essential hypertension is diagnosed when no specific cause is identified, while secondary hypertension has a clear underlying cause. More than 90% of secondary hypertension cases in children are due to chronic kidney disease, renovascular disease, or coarctation of the aorta. Common causes of secondary hypertension include renal disorders, such as acute or chronic glomerulonephritis, pyelonephritis, congenital kidney anomalies, obstructive uropathies like hydronephrosis, hemolytic uremic syndrome, and renal damage from drugs, trauma, or radiation. Renovascular causes include renal artery stenosis, polyarteritis, thrombosis, and renal vein thrombosis. Cardiovascular causes include coarctation of the aorta and conditions causing high stroke volume, such as PDA, aortic insufficiency, AV fistula, and complete heart block, which usually produce systolic hypertension. Endocrine causes include hyperthyroidism, pheochromocytoma, neuroblastoma, adrenal dysfunction, Cushing syndrome, and hyperaldosteronism. Neurogenic causes include increased intracranial pressure and drugs or chemicals like steroids, sympathomimetics, heavy metals, and CNS stimulants like cocaine may also contribute. Mild hypertension is often asymptomatic. Severe hypertension may present with headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, irritability, personality changes, or neurological signs. In secondary hypertension, children may display features of the underlying primary disease, such as congestive heart failure, renal dysfunction, or stroke. Investigations include urinalysis, urine culture, urea, creatinine, uric acid for renal evaluation, serum electrolytes for conditions like hyperaldosteronism, ECG, chest X-ray, and echocardiography for cardiac causes, and specialized tests such as IVU, kidney ultrasound, and CT scans for renal parenchymal disease, renovascular disorders, or tumors. Plasma renin activity, 24-hour urine collections for steroids and catecholamines, aldosterone measurements, renal vein renin activity, and abdominal aortograms are used to further define the cause. Management begins with supportive care, including weight reduction, low-salt diet, avoidance of smoking, and regular exercise. Treatment is indicated for symptomatic or severe hypertension, pre-hypertension with comorbidities, children with diabetes or other cardiovascular risk factors, evidence of target organ damage, and essential hypertension unresponsive to 4 to 6 months of lifestyle interventions. Pharmacologic treatment depends on the cause. In secondary hypertension, the underlying disease guides drug choice. ACE inhibitors are first line for chronic kidney disease and diabetic children, with ARBs as an alternative if intolerant. Low-dose thiazide diuretics are first-line for primary hypertension in adolescents. Diuretics are cornerstone in essential hypertension, but should be avoided in renal failure. ACE inhibitors are contraindicated in obstructive lesions. The stepped care approach involves starting with a small dose of a single antihypertensive, titrating as necessary, adding a second agent if inadequate, and adding a third drug such as a vasodilator if the blood pressure remains elevated. Secondary causes should be reconsidered at this point. Hypertensive crises is defined as severe or rapidly rising blood pressure, neurological signs, including hypertensive encephalopathy, or congestive heart failure and pulmonary edema. These patients should be admitted to ICU. Blood pressure should be reduced by no more than 25% in the first 8 hours and normalized over 24 to 48 hours. Fluid intake must be limited to urine output plus insensible losses. Seizures may be treated with slow IV diazepam. Drugs for hypertensive crises include nifedipine, hydralazine, nitroprusside, labutalol, diazoxide, and furosemide, administered carefully according to age and weight, with continuous monitoring.